see. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Always good to win.
You had some people just come up to you, and I think they were talking about the free throw.
They were.
We haven't talked to you too much about that. You decided to make a change because you want your team to win, and you want to do what you can to help your team.
Absolutely.
And it seems like that is something now that so many people are grasping. And I think even guys that aren't associated or people, fans out of this program, are embracing, hey, this guy just wants to win, which is something that should be celebrated.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, obviously something a little bit unorthodox. I was kind of hesitant at first, but then I realized whatever it takes to win. And it's given us a good shot. I mean, I'm starting to feel more comfortable and confident with it every single game. So hopefully coming in towards the tournament, I can continue to get even better at it.
That was your long-lost cousin from the mountains of North Carolina coming over. Did you see him demonstrating with the ball?
Yeah,
you're a cult figure now. But I want to ask you a question kind of off the path a little bit here. You know, you guys were very focused and very locked in, but there seems to be some variables with this team. When Jeremy Lorenz plays well, when he comes out focused, plays hard, and he did that tonight, the whole bench did, how much easier does that make your job? How much better does that make the whole cohesive unit for the team?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. He had an amazing game. You could tell right off the rip. First possession he got in, he gets the ball and scores it. He was really aggressive, which I love to see out of him. Great job defending. Able to do a little bit of everything, make some nice passes. And yet, like you said, it opens everything up for everyone else on the court when he's there, loosens them up from when I get back in. So, yeah, getting a game like that out of him, we know that that's something he can give us every single night. He's that good of a player. So, it was a great performance by him for sure.
Your 10th double-double, I don't know if you knew that. That's a new Division I record for Wofford in a season.
Yeah.
I start thinking about the post players I've seen. And I tell you what, that says a lot about the year that you've had. I know that's not what you're looking at. There's a lot of games left in this season, but you've got to be proud of that that so far with a chance to continue to build on it.
Yeah, I mean, cool accomplishment for sure. A lot of help from all the other guys on the team to get that. Obviously, doing their job, boxing out. Sometimes I could just easily grab their ball because of the work they're doing, or if they're giving me good passes. So yeah. It shows up as my double-doubles, but it's a team effort out of everyone. And that's something I know we're going to be able to continue to do with this last game coming up and then obviously going into Asheville.
All right. A, thank you for not gloating about the hockey game the other night. I'm seeing Craig Bennington in my nightmares, by the way.
Oh, that was fantastic.
And
amazing
B,
effort.
It was. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And B, snack time. Set the tone, man. What are we going for?
Got to go back to the Haribo gummies, some sort of – something salty, maybe some chips or some popcorn. I've been with the popcorn a little bit recently.
Okay, can we just do snack time before the home game and bottle this and
just take it into the home game?
No doubt. Before we let you go, your last game at Jerry Richards Indoor Stadium, how big a deal is that going to be for you and the other seniors on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously all looking forward to it. All got family coming down and whatnot. It's going to be crazy environment, obviously, with it being senior night and obviously with who we're playing. Great team over there. History between the schools, so it's going to be crazy environment. We need all the fans there, and we know they'll show out, and it'll be a great environment.
We're looking forward to it. Congratulations,
yes,
great game.
Thanks,
Kyler.
Appreciate it.